countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, the picturesque town of Greystones in County Wicklow has seen a protest this week where fishermen landed the first catch there in 10 years. They've not used the harbour since its redevelopment began, a project creating 200 berth marina and 358 houses and luxury apartments. But this week, the three last fishermen in Greystones brought their boats back in and are determined not to leave this time. Suzanne Campbell was there. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
You know, when I think about beautiful Greystones, it's so lovely, and particularly at this time of the year and coming into the summer, I don't automatically think of it as a fishing village, but it has a tradition.
Absolutely. I mean, back in the dark old days of the 70s and the 80s, it was very much a fishing village on the main street where there's beautiful cafes and where the Whale Theatre is now, actually.
Right.
There was a big fishing factory, and that was the biggest local employer, apart from agriculture. And a lot of fish was brought in by individuals, not in big fishing operations, but smaller boats and wooden boats. But we'll hear about that in a little bit. So it did have a heritage of fishing. And this week I met three of really the last remaining fishermen that are based there, as in they live there, but they can't bring in their catch there. Ivan Toole, Tim Story and Peter Ryan. And, you know, Ivan would be a very well-known fishing face in
South. Had him on the programme before.
Yes,
yeah.
For lobster conservation, would work closely with Bord Iascaigh Mary. These are people with really good practice. Mm. You know, they're excellent fishermen. But they've been landing their catch, which is mainly crab, lobsters and whelk in Dunleary, since the new harbour in Greystones was developed. Now, if we go back a little bit, the new harbour, this was a kind of a controversial project. It cost over 300 million. It was a public-private partnership. It had 9,000 local objections, and its mainstay now is a leisure boat marina and apartments overlooking that, and the retail and coffee shops and etc. are planned below that. And I suppose they feel that they have been closed out of this phase, that they have been pushed out, and they're landing their catch up to this week in Dunleary. Now, Wicklow County Council recently, just in April, launched a local food policy to highlight food producers in the county. And, you know, they feel that why aren't fish being allowed landing Greystones? They're literally fishing off the coast in Greystones, out towards Holyhead, if you like, going east and then travelling north to land their fish in Dublin,
okay,
and driving into their cars. So it's not very sustainable. It's not totally aligned to any kind of local food policy. So they want to fight back. So I first talked to Skipper Tim Story of the Centurion about his day up to this point and how it's working.
Day starts around 4:30 or 5:00. Get up, drive into Dunleary, check the engine oil, make sure everything's good to go, baits on board, and then it's out to sea for sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hours, start fishing, haul gear for 8-9 hours, back in, land around 7:00 to meet the truck, and then it's sitting traffic on the M50 for a short while and back into Greystones.
So you're having to land in a different county because Dunleary's in Dublin, and drive into Dunleary and back out every day. What would it mean if you could land and do your job from here?
It'll cut several hours off my working day. Be able to spend more time with my family and my young daughter. That's the first thing you think of.
We know that Wicklow announced a local food strategy in early April. How does that make you feel that, on one hand, they're pushing this idea of local food and people in Wicklow being able to consume food with low food miles and less carbon, but you can't land your catch in Wicklow, you have to land in Dublin?
Yeah, it was a total contradiction of what they've actually signed up for. At this point, nothing surprises me, because we've heard every excuse. You know, everyone they've sent our way to try and appease us and promises this and promises that, it's all come to nothing, so... Yeah, that's why we've acted as we have, because they cannot legitimately stand up and say that we're doing anything wrong, because we're just standing up for ourselves and for the right to pursue the career that we've chosen in the town where we're from.
Now, that's Tim's story there, but why are they saying they've been locked out? Because they were very much part of this redevelopment plan, from what I have heard from Wicklow County Council.
Absolutely, and there's a question there's no clear answer to. During the consultancy period for the harbour development, there was views gathered from all interest groups, whether it was the kayakers, whether it was the yacht people, sea anglers, etc. And they all put in their needs, you know, for, you know, the forward plans of the harbour and what they needed. And they had felt that they were listened to at that point. But once the harbour was built, they say it was a very different story. They were told they can't moor against the walls. I saw the moorings that were put in for them, which are near the beach. and they within the harbour there's a small cove. They can't moor on sea on floating moorings, because if you miss your mooring, you end up on the rocks.
Okay.
So boats of that size have to be moored against walls. So they weren't given moorings against the walls. They don't have parking or access to take the catch off the boats, and many other conditions which just made it impossible to land fish there. Essentially, they feel that the County Council and Marina do not want fishing boats in the harbour. They do not want people making their living in the harbour. They want it for leisure.
That's kind of smelly as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and it was noted by one councillor a few, not too long ago, that fish were smelly and bait was smelly and people wouldn't want smelly fish in the harbour despite the fact that it's on the sea. But anyway, Ivan Toole has been fishing out of Greystones in his own boat. Also with his family before that, because he comes from a fishing family. So since around 2000, he's been fishing on his own. And he was told to leave as well. And his aunt, in fact, used to work in the fish factory in Greystone, shelling scallops. And so for him, it is really the only career, the only job.
For 5 years before they ever turned us on here, there was meetings with everyone, you know, yacht clubs, angling clubs, fishermen were included. We had a group called the Greystones Harbour Users Group, and we were in regular meetings like every 3 months with the council, just addressing everyone's needs. And as far as we were concerned, we were being catered for exactly like the yacht clubs and the sailing club and everyone else. So there was talk of between month 6 of the development and month 12 of the development that the fishermen might have to leave the harbour. And in month 1, we were thrown out of the harbour. We were basically blocked from even getting out to our boat, and told that if we crossed the harbour to get to the boat, we were breaking the law.
And what reason were you given at that time that you weren't being allowed to bring catch in? Was there a reason given?
Never a reason given. When they blocked us out, we had to go and get a solicitor. We took legal advice and basically said, well, you may get your boat and go to a different harbour and we'll tackle them the legal route. So basically, 8 years later, we were still tackling them and they're still dragging their heels. So we said, OK, it's not working. The legal route's not working. Even in the High Court, it's not working. We're going to take the matter into our own hands and just go fishing from here. We just feel that we've had enough and that why shouldn't we be here? Everyone else, you can see what everyone else has in the harbour. I mean, there was clubs like the Kayak Club, you know, who didn't have anything. There was several other clubs didn't have anything and now they have stuff. We were the only ones who were actually making a living from this harbour. We have mortgages on our boats and mortgages on our houses that rely from fishing. And, you know, why shouldn't we have been looked after? So we've taking it into our own hands, we're back and we're not going.
So they've been landing fish there this week and trying to put pressure on, trying to stay. Of course, there's two sides to every story. So I got onto Wicklow County Council. They sent me a statement saying that the facilities had been made available to fishermen, sea but not wall moorings, storage buildings and stuff that they didn't use, basically. So I asked Ivan and Tim for their reaction to this. Mind you, the marina company would not talk to me, but the council sent the statement and this is what the guys felt about it.
It's laughable. We've actually been told that the fishermen's huts that were promised to us will never be given out because there's nowhere for the fishermen to land or tie up.
So why are they saying that there's landing places put in and there was storage buildings constructed, it says here?
They won't let us in. They're still locked. We were over just checking that 10 minutes ago.
And why won't they let you in?
They told us that they won't ever be given out because there's nowhere for the fishermen to tie up our land.
And you can't tie up because there's no cleats in the wall.
Cleats are going off the wall. We're tying up off ladders at the minute. It is Greystones after all, like, you know. There's no place for smelly fishermen.
So finally, Suzanne, can the lovely cafes, restaurants and new apartments there, can they coexist with the smelly fishermen?
I would definitely hope so. We're really missing a trick here in Ireland. You know, if this is the case, or in Wicklow, if we can't make this work, look at Kinsale, look at Howth, look at Castletown Bear. You've a leisure industry, fishing industry, tourism. People want authenticity. Also, every land job at sea, according to BIM, creates 5.8 jobs on land. So there is an economic driver to this as well. So let's hope they can come to some kind of agreement.
All right, Suzanne Campbell in Greystones, thank you very much.